Crawford, White, Fleming. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Oh, look at this. That is just bang. Absolutely smoked. First ball from Luke Hodge.
That was one of the biggest sixes, in fact, the biggest six on Friday night down at Aurora Stadium or University of Tasmania Stadium these days for the Ricky Ponting Foundation biggest game of cricket. Luke Hodge, former Hawthorn skipper, first ball, Wooshka over mid-wicket, deep into the crowd. Almost a crowd killer type situation. He joins us on the Breakfast Club in the build-up to the 2017 AFL season. Good morning, Hodgie.
G'day, guys. What's going on?
We're going very, very well, thanks. Busy in here. What's happening in the recovery from Friday night's big bashing that you did down there in Tassie?
No, it was just a bit of fun. We trained quite heavily yesterday, so the body's a little bit sore from bowling than training yesterday. But look, it was back in action now. We play a game in about 3 weeks' time, so we're starting to focus on that.
Hodgie, we'll talk about the football in a minute here. Just to sum up Friday night, though, one of the highlights for me, well, the low lights was Alistair Clarkson taking that catch down at fine leg, but... The highlight was Ricky Ponting, the most competitive player that I played with. Obviously, you're equally as competitive. Hodge versus Ponting. When he hit you back over your head for four runs, do you feel like he won that battle?
I reckon I could have got my hand on it, but he hit it that hard, it would have put a hole in my hand. You know how you see fielders in the outfield, they short arm one with?
Yes.
That was definitely me. Look, it's one of the highlights for me. Talking about Ponting was obviously getting a bowl to him, but also watching him hit Grant Birchall for four sixes in the 100. I was standing out at Cow Corner, and three of them went over my head. But good being on the fence rather than bowling when that happened.
It's the first time I've ever seen you pull out of any contest too, Hodgie, so it's been a long time coming, but I saw it.
Of course I did, mate.
That game you're talking about in a couple of weeks' time, it's Hawthorn and Geelong down there at University of Tasmania Stadium. Is it a bit early for that clash in a pre-season game, the JLT Community Series?
I don't think so. I think the people of Tasmania have put so much support behind AFL and Hawthorn in general that I think they should get a chance to see blokes like Dangerfield and Joel Seld and the likes firsthand. So I reckon it's great for the AFL. They put those two competitive clubs with a great history down there.
Hodgie, you're no longer captain of the Hawthorn Football Club, premiership captain. How have you found training not having the title as captain? And also, can you talk about the emotion from the group when Jared Ruffhead obviously accepted the captaincy from yourself?
I guess it was the same as you Friday night, mate, when Ruffy took the captaincy off you.
I was very worried. You warned me. He took over, didn't he?
No, look, as I said, I've had a great time being captain of the footy club, but I guess it gets to a stage where I knew that it's coming towards the end, and we've got so many blokes that are more than capable of captaining our football club, and if I'd have kept doing it, that they would have missed their chance. So for a bloke like Ruffy, after what he's been through, after, I guess, how he's matured in the last 12 months, for him to be fighting fit and training well, and I guess he's been sitting as vice-captain for the last 6 years, I think. So I think all the boys were rapt when, for one, they heard how his medical condition is all clear, and for him to be captain just sort of topped it off.
So with Ruffy, is he going to be playing from round one? Is he going to be available to go? Do you think that he's improved so quickly that that's realistic?
Oh, look, I think you'll leave that to the medical staff and obviously Andrew Russell and Ruffy and himself. But as far as him training, he's doing everything that they're asking of him. So he's out there with the boys that are first on the track and he's coming off last. So I think that's all you can ask from him at this stage. But when it comes down to games and the intensity, I guess, yeah, you'll have to ask the medicos that question.
How different is the club without Sam Mitchell, without Jordan Lewis, without Brad Hill? I mean, and the new guys come in, is it almost what the older guys at Hawthorn need, sort of a fresh start?
It's a lot quieter. not having those blokes there. But look, I think that's how football's going. When Hilly, Mitch and Louis all left, obviously there was a flat spot considering I've played with Mitch for 15, Louis for 12, and Hilly for the last 5 or 6. But in saying that, we've got a lot of guys, the blokes I was talking about before, in Isaac Smith, Liam Shields, Luke Bruce, the guys that have been waiting to stand up. And I guess with the kind of characters that Mitch and Louis are, they're professionals, they're that competitive, that they'll probably take a lot of the midfield roles. Now that there's so much room for these blokes to grow as players, but also as leaders, which is a great opportunity for them and also for our footy club for the next 10 years, because these guys have still got a lot of footy left in them. And obviously bringing in Jager and also Tommy Mitchell has added to the talent field as well.
Brent, a lot of talk about Jager. He's on the back page of The Age as well again today. Tommy Mitchell's got plenty of coverage, but I'm intrigued by Big Tyrone, who's come across from the Tigers. How's Big Tyrone settling in, and what do you foresee from him in 2017?
Yeah, Ty, he's had a great preseason. I think he's pretty much hit every session so far. So that's all you can ask from a recruit coming in. As far as the role he's going to play, I guess he's just going to mix in with our forward line. I guess you'd see what Haley did when he came across. He was predominantly forward at North Melbourne. But then I'd be surprised if he has a bit of a pinch hit in the ruck just to change it up a little bit. I think footy these days, you don't stay the full forward for the whole game. You've got to have a bit of versatility in throwing him into the ruck and mixing around with the other forwards. It's probably going to work for us the same as it did with Haley.
Hodgie, with the older boys moving on, what about the opportunity for some of the younger guys like Hartung, Lovell, Burton? How's their pre-seasons going?
They've all been solid. I guess Hartung had a little bit of a sore back for the last couple of weeks, but he's back out in the track at this stage. But I think the blokes that you spoke about, they all got a little bit of a taste of AFL football last year. And once you get a little bit, the next year you seem to kick on and normally pick up a few more games. So Burton, I think you can sort of see by the way he goes that he's going to be a very good player for us. And then all the younger midfielders that you mentioned that are coming through, they're definitely going to get some games, especially with the likes of Hilly and Mitch moving on.
So do you have expectations this year of what should be achieved by Hawthorn Hodgie? Was you a kick away after the siren of getting to a prelim last year? Obviously lost that second final against the Dogs, but and a change in personnel. But do you have expectation of what's capable, what's expected of the boys?
Yeah, well, look, it's hard to see at this stage because you've got so many new blokes coming in. It's hard to see how they're going to bond. Obviously, the blokes that we had brought in, we spoke about Dagan and Tommy, that their training attitude, their work ethic, and they're just intent to win. Tommy Mitchell's probably the most competitive person I've seen at every stoppage drill. He's teaching blokes what to do. He's getting his hands on the ball straight up, so that's a great start. But as far as how we're all going to mix as a team, look, the way we're training at the moment, it's looking really good, but you don't really know until games come around. And Feb 17 is probably going to be the first one where we'll see a good hit out.
Will you be there, Feb 17, playing?
I'll be there. We've got our community camp down at Launceston, so we'll have all our squad down there, half.
Fantastic. They can't wait to see you. Good on you, Hodgie. Always nice to chat, mate. I know you've got a meeting to get to very shortly, so we'll let you do that. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you. And we must apologise to all the people down at Launceston on the weekend for the opening partnership between you and Clarko.
I blame Clarko for
it. It was
that.
A T20 game, Hodgie. Why were they blocking them?
People started to walk out in the first 2 hours. Clarko on about 5 runs. So.
But that was the teammates. We walked out, didn't we?
Luke, get to your meeting.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
Luke Hodge.